Family, my name is Candy and I'm an addict.
Amen.
And I just want us to just kind of turn to the person next to you and hug him, say, good to see you, love you, stop. You know, good,
I love you.
Kind of breaks that ice a little bit, you know. I don't know. I just acknowledged 9 years on the 12th of April. And I'm going to tell you, that is truly, truly, truly a miracle. You know, it's something about when I see people that knew me when I first walked into this program, it just does something to my spirit. Because I see they keep coming back, and they see that I've kept coming back. You know, because I was really, really wrecked. I mean, I was just down and out, you know, and I just thank God for just shining down on me, you know, and allowing me to keep coming back no matter what, you know, because when I first got here, I didn't know that it was going to have to be some work that had to be done when I got here. So when I first came here, I came here with all that street mentality, you know, manipulating and lusting and all other kind of things that I grew up on that was very, very comfortable to me. You know, when I got introduced to the steps, some changes started taking place in my life. And see, one thing about the steps I noticed for sure and from my own experience that you don't really have to worry about changing. Because the steps are going to change you. You know, you can bet your life on that. You know, so what happened to me was I started changing in spite of myself because I started doing this thing y'all told me to do, like praying. You know, and I wasn't praying anymore after a minute because I'm just saying after a minute because I had to get in here and detox a little bit. You know, because I was going to meetings for real, sharing anything that came off the top of my head. And thank God, are there any newcomers in here? You are the most important person. Trust me. And thank God, people love me enough to tell me, keep coming back. This was the only place I came that somebody told me to keep coming back. This was the only place that I came that if you talked about me, I didn't know about it. You know what I mean? If you had anything negative to say to me in here, I didn't know anything about it. You know, this is the only place I came. When I cried, you shared that with me. My tears, my joys, my laughters, my pain, everything that I went through in here, I went through it with somebody. I found out real, real early that I wasn't unique in here. You know, that I wasn't the only one whose family got drunk and high every weekend. They party from Thursday through Monday, you know, and then they fought all weekend long and they were back in love on the, you know, on Monday morning. I wasn't the only family that went through that, you know, and the topic is, what can I do? And I thank God that I'm not the person in this program to have all the answers to everything. So I kind of read my literature on a regular basis. But it was something in there that talked about when we fully concede the idea that we are powerless over this addiction, we can move on. You know, and I kept saying, well, what does that mean? What does that mean? It's just admit that you're powerless. Admit that this disease has kicked your tail. You know, admit that I can't fight no more. I can't fight it anymore. And when I got here, I always share about this, and I never want to forget that. When I walked to my first meeting, it took me an hour and a half to get there. I talk about that bush. I talk about them Red Bell bottles and that wool blazer on April the 12th. And it was a hot day. You know what I mean? It was a real hot day. You know, and I could remember bargaining with God, if I hear something, maybe I'll stay. Because I didn't know what this program was. I didn't know anything about it. You know, and where I went to meetings at, they had chairs in a circle. And they had one in the middle. And I thought for sure I had to sit in that chair. I remember knocking on the door, is this where the meeting is? And they was like, yeah, come on in. Wasn't nobody in there. I was like, oh, it's just going to be me and her. And she put the chair in the middle. I said, well, do I have to sit there? And she said, no, that chair is for the addict who's still suffering or who may die as a direct result of this disease. And I said, damn, I'm safe. You know, I made it just in time. You know, because I'm the type of addict, and I always talk about this, I only want to quit when it's all gone. You know, I only want to quit when my money all gone. I sold my food stamps. I sold everything. You know what I mean? That's when I want to quit because that's what they talk about, you know, the paranoia and all that degradation and all those nasty feelings come over me. You know, and I'm feeling sorry for myself. I surely want to quit then, you know. But if I get paid or the first of the month come again, I'm off to the races again. And when I came into this program, I haven't found it necessary to use. So I don't know what it's like to go back out. I ain't trying to find out. Y'all love me so much. I don't know about y'all, but it's a damn good feeling to be loved. It's a good feeling to be loved because I didn't know what love was until I came here. People told me they love me. Trust me, it ain't nothing like what I get here. So what can I do? I got to keep coming back because I still want more. Whatever y'all got to give me and whatever this program has to offer me, I want it. I want it, I want it, I want it. I was just telling, sharing with my sponsees that for real, the last 6 months, I don't really feel like I was worthy to be in this program. You know, my sponsor died. This time last year, she was sitting right there. And and I'm hurting because this is the first time y'all told me to get close to somebody. You know what I mean? And be able to trust that one person. And I did. And she was my sponsor since I had 10 days in this program. And it talks about sponsorship and what can I do. I'm telling you, that's the best relationship God could have ever given a person like me. The best relationship he could have gave me. And when she died, I knew she was leaving because she had cancer. And she spoke last year on resentments, holding on to resentments. And she told me, Candy, resentments is like cancer. Eat you up from the inside. And before she died, she used to say things to me like, I wish I could make you love you like I love you. I wish I could make you love you and believe in yourself like I love you and I believe in you. And I used to say, well, why are you saying all this? You know, but for real, y'all, I came around here. I was always dressing up my outsides. I was always wearing all these different hairdos. I was always up in wherever. You know what I'm saying? I was sleeping with people's husbands, sleeping with people's wives. I ain't care. Whatever I needed to do to make me feel better on the outside, and I didn't want to feel all that stuff I was going through on the inside. So when she said those things to me, I understand what she mean now. I ain't understand then. I would get mad and say, oh, she just hating. She just hating. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how it is when we want to do what we want to do, and we don't want nobody to tell us, our predecessors, to give us no direction whatsoever. You know, we act like they ain't walking our shoes before. That's why we're here. This path been laid already. It's been laid already. So when she started telling me things like that, I was like, she's starting to really get to me. You know, and what happens is God places people in your life for a reason. And I'm going to tell you something. Today I hear so many things more now than I've ever heard her share since she's been my sponsor for 8.5 years before she died. And I follow everything. I never bucked against her. You know, I just stopped calling her for a couple of days because I didn't feel like hearing it. I wanted to come to Ocean City with my, you know, my significant other who everybody thought we were married, you know, and I didn't want to mess that up. And she started giving me some real information. It's, you know, it's just like they say, I don't know how it is to go back out. But they say once you got a taste of this thing, once you got a taste of this gift of life and this gift called recovery and you go back out, it messes you up. So what happened was she started giving me a taste of information that was detrimental to my life, that was going to save my life, and I didn't want to hear it. So I won't talk to her for a couple of days until I get back, because I don't went down there and played wife to somebody else's husband, and I didn't want to feel bad about it. But I'm going to tell you something. When you lay down at night by yourself, and they talk about taking that daily inventory of your actions of the day, and every time I turn around, I had somebody's husband in there. I didn't like feeling like that anymore. I didn't like being the Candy that everybody loved. Thank God y'all love me. That's why I said it's a good feeling to be loved. Thank God y'all love me. See, I didn't want to be the one to be able to talk all that good stuff. And when I leave here, I'm going to the room with somebody else's husband. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, I got this thing called a conscience and a gut now. You know what I mean? And I got to follow those things. I got to listen to that little voice. You know? And I don't know. What Can I Do talks a lot about how we can't. You know, I said I wasn't going to really cry, because I don't normally cry when I share. I used to cry when I was early on in recovery. I used to have this image that if you see me, you got to know that everything is all right. You know, but see, the mask got to go. You know, because I could be in here for 9 years. I could be in here for 9 more years and trying to be all that and be dying right here. Be dying right here. I don't want to live like that. I don't want to live like that. I thank God for giving me another lady in my life to guide me with the steps. And she's a very, very informed member of this program. You know, and I told her I would never find another Gail. You know, but it's okay because God gave me what I need right when I need it. And I know for real, I got to go on with this program because I can't sponsor nobody. And I don't have no sponsor. I don't know how that works. I don't know. Do the people work like that? I can't work it like that, you know. And I thank God for my sponsees because they carry me, you know. It's like I didn't know what to do. And they tell me sometimes, Candy, if you don't know what to do, guess what? Don't do nothing. So I had to finally tell people, you know, I'm scared. I feel alone. I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling hurt. I'm feeling this. Stuff that I had to start being humble and exposing myself. And also, I don't know whether or not I want to stay here and be around y'all anymore. You know, because everybody I love seemed to kind of disappear, and I think I'm supposed to go first. Let somebody miss me for a change. You know, why I got to be dealing with all these feelings? You know, and I thank God that my sponsees carried me. They called me, Candy, have you taken your meds? Have you taken a bath today? Have you gone to work? What have you done? And I'm like, nothing. Sitting in that room rotten and knowing that God takes people when it's time. And sooner or later, I got a time, too. You know, I got a time, too. You know, everybody know their birthday, but don't nobody know what day they leaving. You know, and because if you know, let me know. I want to know the secret. But I don't know. I just thank God for our literature. And there were some things in here I wanted to share with y'all, if it's okay. And here, it talks about right here on page 52. The real miracle happens when you realize that the need for drugs has in some way been lifted from you. You have stopped using and started to live. And I don't know about y'all, but when I started to live, it was the best thing that ever happened to me. Now, I'm not saying that because I'm living today that things ain't going on in my life. My daughter got 2 kids. Last year she had 1. I got 2 grandsons now, and she ain't 19 yet. Okay? 2 grandsons, she want to get married. Nobody got a job. You know, things like that. You know, and it talks about also how sometimes we can be penniless, homeless, jobless in here, but no matter what, we must not use. And I could tell y'all I may not want to be around y'all today, but I don't have nowhere else to go. I could tell y'all that y'all getting on my nerves and I'm sick and tired of this, and she's sharing the same old stuff and da-da-da-da-da, but I ain't got nowhere else to go because there was a time when I shared the same old stuff too. Like I'm still sharing that I'm hurting because I lost my best friend. You know what I'm saying? And I say, damn, and I always share about this too. You will get your turn if you ain't felt nothing yet. And you got to be careful where you're going to get your help from. Because I used to talk about people in this place called the William Center we used to have meetings at. Because I told you, I ain't come here to do no work. All that was out the picture. I was tired of selling my food stamps. I was tired of crawling under cat litter. I was tired of doing all those kind of things. I was just sick and tired of being sick and tired. I knew how to stop getting high, but when I got paid, I got high again. So I ain't know how to stay stopped. You know what I'm saying? So when I came in here and y'all were talking about all these different things going on in your life, day after day, week after week, every 30 days, every 60 days, I was like, can you believe this shit? Why the hell they keep talking about this? But I got my turn later on in life. And now I understand what they mean when they say, talk it to death. Talk it to death. If somebody got a problem with what you're sharing about, they got a sponsor. They got a sponsor. Go to your sponsor. But I had to remember the same things that I heard that I said about other people. I'm saying that to say we're not here to judge one another. We ain't going to love everybody. I don't believe that. I don't believe we're going to love everybody in here. I didn't like everybody I got high with. I got high with them because they had what I wanted. So I'm not going to get along with everybody that's in recovery. I'm getting along with you because you got something that I want, and we got one thing in common, trying to stay clean a day at a time. So whatever you feel about me at this minute, it is okay. And whatever I feel about you this minute, it is okay. As long as we don't use, that's even better. And that's the way I look at things. I was tripping out the other day trying to get my hair braided because nobody ever seen me natural before. I cut all my hair off. And everybody that know me know I like hair. I just wear all kinds and colors. And all of a sudden I said, I'm tired. I just want to be me. I just want to be Candy. And this is the first time in my life that I really was able to be Candy. The layers started peeling off and peeling off and peeling off until finally I was butt naked and I was all right with it. I was all right with it. I wasn't no tripping on the 25, 30 pounds I gained since I've been here, the 50 pounds I gained since I've been here. I wasn't tripping on none of those things anymore. So what can I do? I got to keep coming back. See, more will be revealed if I keep coming back. You know, I could have sold myself short a long time ago. Long time ago. All I wanted to do was get clean, learn how to stay on a job. I still don't know how to do that. I heard a girl in the other room with 2 years clean. I've been on the same job. I was like, dang, that's cool. Because I don't know that. See, because I'm so used to, if you piss me off, I'll fix you. I'll quit. My rent won't get paid. That's like using, you know. Landlord piss you off, I won't pay my rent, get eviction notice, all that stuff. You know how I go. I fix you, I go use. You know, so I fix the employee, I go quit. Can't do that today. You know, I had a spiritual awakening the other day, and I don't know, these last 6 months of my life has taken me so closer to God than I've ever been. Because I'm not this religious person. I ain't no spiritual giant either. You know, but I've gotten so close to God that I can't even believe the work he's doing in my life. Because in here it talks about, you know, the reading and how it works talk about honesty, open-mindedness, willingness. And in here it talks about dishonesty, closed-minded, and being unwilling are our enemies. So I got to be willing. I got to be honest. And I got to be open and talk about where I'm at. Regardless of what y'all think or what you say, I got to be all right with where Candy is today. Couple other things here I want to read. We have learned that old ideas and old ways won't help us to stay clean or live a better life. If we allow ourselves to stagnate and cling to terminal hipness and fatal cool, we are giving into the symptoms of our disease. That was Candy. That was who I was. I lived a lie for a long time in recovery. A long time. I had to be on top. I had to be on top. And it took sponsorship, step work, and all of those other things to start allowing me to see who I was. And I was all right just like I was. You know? I didn't have to match nobody's story. You know, I didn't have to be all up in everything. I just wanted some peace. And I went through all this to get some peace, y'all. And it was really quite simple. But in order for me to get it, I got to stop getting high. I got to surrender, because no matter what I do while I'm in recovery, I got a chance at getting better at anything I do in this room if I'm not using. At anything if I'm not using. See, I told y'all the things I used to do, and I just started praying on those things and meaning it. I ain't praying for no car no more. I ain't praying for no better job, all that stuff. Fuck it. Just make me all right with Candy. Just make me be able to live inside of my own skin. Because that was a hard job for me. That was a hard job for me. You know, even though I walked to that meeting with that bush and them bell bottoms, you better know I had some eyeshadow on. Everybody know I like my eyeshadow. I had my eyeshadows on, okay? Because I still ain't want to look like this crackhead that everybody know I was. Except me. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to kind of dress up. And when they said anybody have 24 hours, any parts of 24 hours or desire for a new way of life, my life changed. People at that Wim Center were screaming and hollering. They don't do that no more. Boy, you get a newcomer, they were screaming and hollering. I couldn't even sit down. I was crying so much. I was like, I can't go nowhere. I can't go nowhere. Narcotics, the people in Narcotics Anonymous love me. For a chance, I'm somewhere where people mess with me, you know? Like they say, they fuck with me, you know? I mess with them too, you know? I'm trying not to, I just feel some spirits inside of me, you know what I'm saying? And they're not unhealthy spirits today. You know, this is the third year or fourth year in a row I came down here with women. For me, that's change. For me, that's change, you know, because I'm always, always, always doing the wrong thing and trying to make it seem like it's okay to do. And because don't nobody see me and don't nobody know it, I think I've gotten away with it. And they tell me, Candy, you might get by, but you won't get away. You know, and I know that for sure. Because since I've been in here, I formed different relationships, and they were not really good relationships for me because I picked them all out. You know, today, for the first time in my entire life, since I've been having my own place, I live alone. I ain't bringing nobody hostage on board. I'm not bringing a bag of bull crap along with me. But I couldn't do this, y'all, until I surrendered to this program. I couldn't do none of these things. You can come and visit, but you got to go. Because, see, today the sex ain't all that good to make me move my boundaries back. It ain't all that great for me to say, okay, well, come and stay with me. Because, you know, I'm a hostage taker, a caretaker. All you got to do is tell me some problems. You might got a chance. You know what I'm saying? Not today. Not today. And it talks about it here. It says we must give up the old concept and face the fact that reality and life goes on, whether we choose to accept them or not. Now, even though I'm in a lot of pain, because I'm sitting here and I just remember all the years that my sponsor sat in these rows and giving me a whole lot of support. You know, whether or not I accept things or not, life going on. Life is going on. I can get with the program. Or I can sit on a pity pie. Either or, it don't make no difference. But I know going on with the rest of this program is a whole lot better than staying stuck on stupid. Because, see, I want to grow. And if I don't grow, I'm going to go. And if I go, I'm going to die. I know that. Candy knows her story. Candy knows her story. I don't want to do that again. I don't want to do it again. I don't even want to have 10 days clean again. Because you know I was getting ready to jump out the window at 10 days clean. I don't want to have that again. I don't want to crawl on the floor no more. And I think my time is up. He said, I got 5 minutes. He said, oh, that's the warning tap. All right. That's the warning tap. He's nice about it, too. You know, I don't know. It says, We learn that the program won't work when we try to adapt it to our life. We must learn to adapt our life to the program. Today we seek solutions and not problems. That says a whole lot. Because see, all my life, y'all, everything was a major catastrophe. Everything was a big issue. Everything was a big problem. I didn't even know about living in no solution. I didn't even know they talk about it here. Problems bring gifts. I didn't even know that. I thought when I got a situation, I'm going to die. You know, or this is going to happen and that's going to happen for real. When I get through it, because I don't go around it no more. I ain't sleeping around it. I ain't eating around it. I ain't shopping around it. I'm going straight through it. And when I get on the other side, I feel so blessed. I feel so good that I didn't give up right here instead of going to the other side. Because if I gave up right here, I'd probably go back out. See, when I came in here, I learned how to handle certain things because I started talking about it. I started networking. I started doing the steps. I didn't like the person I had become, but I knew I had a chance of changing if I keep trying. So if you're new, I want to tell you that please keep coming back. I dare you to give yourself a chance. I dare you. This is the best gift that God could have given any of us. And for that, I'm going to keep coming back. And thanks for letting me share.
After this time, I'd like to introduce our second speaker, Russell M.
Hi, my name is Russell, and I'm an addict. This is a miracle, no doubt. I was getting a little emotional just sitting there because didn't have to go this way, you know. But for the grace, I'd like to thank my high above for another day clean. And it's through his grace and mercy that I stand here today. I had nothing to do with it. I just showed up. It's been a rough road for me. I was an addict from the very start. You know, I was self-centered and it was all about me. And drugs just, I fell in love with drugs at an early age. You know, they allowed me to get outside of myself and to hang with the cool guys and, you know, do different things. And but I just went hard from the start. Like, by the time I was 19, I was smoking crack. And I used to think that it was, I'm glad, thank God for the fellowship, because I thought that was real original. You know what I mean? I was like, I got to be the only 19-year-old smoking crack, right? But I come to find out we more alike than different. And there's an addict that's, when every time he sees me, he says that to me. And addicts, you know, we need each other. It says that in the reading, What Can I Do? How, you know, addicts in our lives are very important. I read it last night and today. I did my homework. But this is a miracle. I like a couple of days ago, they asked me to do this, and my sponsor recommended me because I have one, and I've done some step work, you know. And she was saying, my sponsor and I have a real good relationship. And it says at the end of the reading about how special that relationship is, and people that value sponsorship are usually successful in this program. And my sponsor and I have a beautiful relationship. He loves me, you know what I mean? And he's there for me, and it's just nothing like it, you know what I mean? And he's helped me to take a look at me. And he doesn't judge me. He doesn't, you know, he lets me go through what I have to go through, and he's there for me. I'm kind of nervous, but I belong here, though. I belong here. I struggled for a long time with the program. I came around the first time when I was 22. And y'all were old, and y'all need to be here. You know, for real. As soon as I got a couple dollars and one of the young ladies, you know, went with me, I was all right. You know what I mean? And I struggled for a long time. And a lot of people didn't think I would ever get clean. See, that's why we have God. Because a lot of people, you know, they didn't think that I could do it. And actually, I didn't think I could stay clean either. I thought that I was that guy that just couldn't get the program, you know, that I would die using. And I was in and out, and the pain of using was real good. I was always suicidal when I used. When I went on the binge, you know, I said I'd rather be, I wanted to die. And I always thought I was a punk because I didn't do it. You know, I was like, why you can't do it? You smoked up all your money again. You fucked up again. Why can't you, you know, go through with it? And so this last time out, I tried it. I opened up my wrist. You know, and I always share that because, you know, that's what drugs do to me. You know, because I know when I'm using it, I'm not supposed to be using. And it's no kind of way to live. And I get really depressed, and I don't want to live anymore. And for me to use again is for me to die.
That's right.
You know, and I'll never forget that, man, you know, and going to the VA and the doctor asked me, why would you do this to yourself? You know, I don't ever want to forget that and what it felt like. And I'm free now. I got a new life, man. It's a miracle. I never, you know, I was a type addict. I'm the worst kind of addict, I believe, because I've left meetings and gotten high. On top of all this information and all y'all getting clean and driving nice cars and living, I'll still use. I'll say fuck it and use anyway. So for me to surrender and stop using, you know, is a miracle. And I lost my train of thought. No doubt. I was the type of addict that I would plan coming back here. I would use knowing I could come back to meet. That's how sick I was. I would say, well, I'll go back. I'll not go back. You know, I used the program to my advantage. That's how I was. You know, I was like, y'all should do it too. Why not? So I suffered for a long time. And when I finally surrendered, it says in the reading somewhere where it says, once you surrender, you never have to use again. That's good news. That's real good news. I never have to use again, even if I want to. No matter what goes on, it's not like using. And life is life. You know, I was always afraid to deal with life on life turn. And it's still hard sometimes, but this is what life is. You know, I always wanted to have fun and feel good all the time, and that's not real. Life is a struggle, you know. And the blessings are just outstanding. I have my daughter in my life. I'm a father today. But she came to the convention with me this year, you know. She's my sponsor. She got 5 years. Now, I'm coming up on 4, so. And that's beautiful, you know, because if I was using her, she wouldn't even know me. I would have no use for her. Because when I use, everything must go. You know, I don't care about nothing or anybody or anything except using. And I don't know, I just keep showing up for life. You know, and like I have a good job. Life is wonderful. And I've done some step work. You know, I finally started doing some step work. I'm on my 6th step now. And I bucked it for a long time. Because, see, really, I didn't come here to change. I just came here to stop using. Really, I was all right. You know, if I stopped smoking, I was all right, really. Because I could get a woman and get some money and all the rest of that. I just need to stop using. But using is just a symptom.
That's right.
Using is just a symptom. And the same addict will use again. And I believe that. And what can I do is, it's real simple. If you read it, it's real simple and basic. Using, you have to stop using first. If you don't stop using, you don't have a chance. You know, you have to give yourself a chance. Give yourself a chance. And the program works. The program, if I can stand right here, you know, the program works. But you have to stop using and give yourself a chance. And you have to reach out for help. It says in there, if you're in pain and you don't... My man, Mike. That's my man right there. That's my man right there. See, addicts like that. It said you got to get addicts in your life. You know what I mean? And when I came back busting, disgusted again, addicts like that was there for me. You know what I mean? It gave me hugs and encouraged me. And it says like, you know, you got to reach out for that and ask for that and grasp onto that, you know, because that's how the program works. If we got clean and left, then who will be there for the newcomer? So it's really important. I go to meetings every day. I show up. I go to meetings. I go to meetings. I go to meetings. You know, meet makers make it. I believe that. Luckily, in the D.C. area, there's no excuse. It's meetings all day, every day. So I get to a meeting, you know, and I show up, you know, because I know my life is in danger. You know, if I get too complacent and forget where I come from, because I forget the pain. See, my mind is not geared to remember geeking and feeling suicidal and spending my last dime. I know I don't have no way to get no money, to get no food, nothing else the next day. And I smoke it up anyway. I remember that. And I'm just, you know, I'm a drink from that. I'm a drug from that. I can be a bum in the morning. You know, the youngins will drive my car again. You know what I mean? They get it and do whatever. And I, you know, taking out my car, smoke up. Before they even go all the way for the weekend, I'm coming back. You know what I mean? Because I done smoked what they gave me. I remember that. Giving up my coat and watching the guy wear it. You know, brand new coat for a 20, and he walking around looking good. You know, I remember that, you know. And what I gotta do, man, I gotta show up. And I gotta reach out to addicts, man, and go to meetings and pray and be a part of this thing. I gotta really fight to be a part of it, because social acceptability does not equal recovery. Because I got my own apartment. I got my own car. You know, so I don't have to come back if I don't want to. Really. But it's not even about that. You know what I mean? I've done all that before and lost it. So, you know, it's, you know, I especially reach out to the people that's new. And whatever, how many times you've been here, just give yourself a chance. Because, you know, like I said, I've relapsed more times than I can remember. I've been in treatment like 4 times. I took me 6 years to get a year. You know, so whoever say you can't get clean, they not God. You know what I mean? Just, you know, if you use yesterday, today you clean. You know what I mean? So just keep fighting. You know, if I have any message for anybody, just give yourself a chance. You know, because I'm drawn to newcomers. You know what I mean? And because, you know, a lot of people get judgmental and talk about people when they use. With like addicts, you know, that's what they do. They use. You know what I mean? You got to love them in spite of themselves. You know what I mean? People did it for me. People love me, hug me, and you know, oh, you back again? Welcome back. Welcome back. Thanks for coming back. You know, and I remember addicts like that. And, you know, if you turn your nose, an addict that's using is you. That's you. That's me. They just like me. They not no different from me. When I see an addict that's using, that's me. But for the grace of God. You know, I'm not better than anybody. I remember that. I know that. And, you know, it's only God's grace and mercy. You know, and, you know, the program really works. You know, and I'm just really so glad to be here. This is real spiritual. You know what I mean? It's a miracle how, you know, addicts can come together and share a message. And what is it? Simplicity is the key. This is a real simple program. No one is too dumb for this program. You can be too smart, but you can't be too dumb. You know what I mean? You can. All you got to do is pray and go to a meeting, ask somebody to help you, ask somebody, well, what should I do? You know, ask for help. You know, it's real simple. And then when they tell you what to do, do it. You know, when your sponsor tell you, you know, you in a bad situation, why don't you do something different? Like, because I'm just getting out of a relationship that I was in and out for like 8 years, right? And a lot of people told me to get out, you know. You know, and I got some issues with that because them folks might be up here this weekend. And I want to put that out there that, you know, I pray for her. See, my people told me I need to pray for her. So I'll cuss her out. When I see her, I can say hi instead of F you. You know what I mean? And I pray for her to have all the best things in life and just like I want for me. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to carry resentments. I don't need it. I got enough to do. God is blessing me too much. Too much is going on with me. And women are not my problem. You know what I mean? But the fear of letting go. You know what I mean? Like the fear of being with Russell. You know what I mean? Like when I put my daughter to bed, what I'm going to do? You know? Sit with me, be with me. I'm being a father, I'm standing up, doing what I'm supposed to do. You know, it's like, it's not all about me all the time. You know what I mean? I get plenty of time to do what I want to do. I have to take care of my daughter, make sure my daughter's all right. You know what I mean? I believe that, you know, it's no use getting clean and coming around here and not doing what I'm supposed to do. You know what I mean? I didn't come around here to let my daughter do bad. If I'm doing good, my daughter's going to do good. You know what I mean? So that, you know, people, a lot of times, you know, I want little accolades for doing that. But that's just what I'm supposed to do. What can I do? I can take care of my daughter. Be a father, you know. This is not me. This is God and you people working with me. And the work continues, you know what I mean? This is a struggle every day. She, you know, she pissed on herself on the way down here. And I had to catch myself, you know what I mean? She's 5. She does what a 5-year-old does, you know what I mean? But sometimes I get impatient, you know what I mean? You know, I got issues, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm a work in progress. You know, but I pray and ask God to help me. You know, and I ask people to help me. And, you know, like, you know, this is a miracle. This is a miracle, Mom. That's my mother right there. That's my mother right there. She in recovery, too. I want to tell you I love you, and I want us to get better, too. I want to say that, too. You know, because I hold on to shit, too. That's another one of my things. See, I want to be forgiven, but I don't want to forgive. You see what I'm saying? I want to be understood, but I don't want to understand. See, you know, see, y'all let me know it begin to end with me. See what I'm saying? It's like I can point the finger all day, but I stay sick. I want to get better. You know, I want to be peaceful and serene. Some people, man, with years clean, just all ugly looking and just mad. You know what I mean? I want to be happy. You know what I mean? When you see me, I want to be living good, feeling good, and all right. You know what I mean? I want to be like I was when I got here. You know what I mean? Something was wrong with me when I got here. You know what I mean? And it wasn't just using. You know, I got issues. You know what I mean? And through God's grace and you people, man, I can get better. I'm better now. And you know, and I'm, you know, watch out, you know. This is just the start, you know what I mean? No telling where I'm going to end up, you know what I mean? I guess, and it's not me. As long as I remember, it's not me. See, if I take any of the credit for it, then I'm in trouble. See, I got to stay humble. And humility is the key to this program, really. But see, long as I, you know, because I get a few dollars and a couple of women, you know what I mean? I'll be all right, really. But that's that is not the answer. That is not the answer. You know what I mean? And see, you know, it's like, you know, doing the right thing just because it's the right thing. Doing the right thing, not looking for anything in return. You know what I mean? And appreciating, like, getting up this morning is a blessing. You know, having my right mind and all that is a blessing. Just the little things, breath of life. After I'd opened up my wrist, you know what I mean? I could very well be dead and in the grave. You know what I mean? Very well. So, you know, I'm just really so glad to be here. And you know, I don't know, man. I love Narcotics Anonymous. Narcotics Anonymous saved my life, man. And it's like, you know, I'm feeling better now, right? I'm feeling better. I gotta get a copy of this tape too. You know what I mean? This is, you know, I get a free copy. Okay, I might have to get two. This is nice though. I'm glad the room is not really full though, and I see some familiar faces from the area. You know, this is beautiful, man. You know, I haven't been here in a few years. You know, and I wanted to bring my daughter. My daughter says she never been to the beach. I'm gonna take my baby to the beach. You know what I mean? I could have just left her with her mother or something. But I said, see, she part of me. See what I'm saying? I don't have to come up here to try to meet no women. And you know what I mean? I could take my daughter with me. See what I'm saying? She part of me. You know what I mean? And somebody was like, oh, you can take her somewhere and leave her. She can hang with me. She can go with me. You know, and see, that's y'all. Because I'm real selfish. Trust me. You know what I mean? And I'm learning how to be selfless. You know what I mean? Do for others, and the blessings come. Because, you know, like, you know, that's my sweetheart. She knows she's my sweetheart, too. And we roll, you know what I mean? And that's you know, she changed my life, really. You know what I mean? And she's a blessing to me. You know what I mean? And I'm just so glad that I can be a father. You know what I mean? Because I see how people struggle with their kids in this program, and how, like, using what I young, while they're young, how it affects them. And I'm just so glad my daughter don't have to know nothing about that. You know what I mean? But, you know, I still have to work, though, you know, on our relationship. I don't know, man. But, you know, like, you know, the program works. And, really, I don't have any more to say, man. I just say thank you all for being here. And with that, I'll keep coming back.
I'm an addict. My name is Greg. I want to thank Candy and Russell for giving us a clear Narcotics Anonymous message. And at this time, since Russell didn't take all his time, we're going to have open mic. If you do not want to be recorded, you need to let the person know when you come up. Be mindful that other addicts may want to share. And At this time, is anyone that wants to come up and share, feel free to do so.
Hi, everybody. My name is Cassandra, and I'm an addict. And I was breaking my neck to get here because my son was speaking today. And I know Candy, who is a very dear friend of mine, told me she was speaking, but I didn't know she was going to be still in the same meeting with my son, so I got a double blessing. That's right, yeah. But I just want to say that this program is a miracle. I have two children in recovery, and my whole time in recovery was spent with a lot of guilt about me not being there for them and not taking care of them and not being a responsible parent. And I am blessed for my son to be up here sharing what he shared with you all today. It touches my heart because if I could, I would undo some of the things I did, but I couldn't undo them, you know. And I just carry that guilt around with me until I hear him share the fact that he understands, you know, because this disease doesn't care about anything or anybody. And any type of mother can bring a child into this world and she don't care about it. The only thing she cares about is getting the next hit. It's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing. But like my son said, we don't have to live like that anymore. And thank God we have found the way. I'm with two good friends of mine. The place is full of my friends. There's another friend there. And I have so many women, especially women friends in recovery, that love me just for me. And I'm going to get better. I'm going to be a better mother and a grandmother and a daughter and all the things that I want to be because of this program. Thanks for letting me share.
Thanks for sharing.
Got a room full of addicts. Nobody wants to share.
I'm Jamila Maddox.